I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
It's getting closer to midnight. I tried to get closer to you.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Lear on the Line. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody. How are you? How are you feeling? How was the weekend? I had a really good weekend. I'm feeling good today. I'm in high spirits. You'll be pleased to hear. Is there an echo? Feels very echoey. Hello? You're an idiot. I do that every time. It's not funny. It's not been funny the first time. It's not been funny the 8 other times. I have watched The Grinch recently. I have. And I will admit, it just doesn't hit the same anymore. I don't know. So many of you are going to say, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that. What was your favourite Christmas film? Because mine's Elf. I feel like I actually discussed this the other day. Do you know what was my favourite film as a kid? The Cat in the Hat. It fucking slapped. And I'll be honest, like, if you made me watch it now, because I tried watching it with Jamie the other night in bed, right, it's literally so not funny and it's so annoying, like, especially the boss, you know, who's like, you're fired. He's literally so irritating. He's literally not funny one single bit. And like, the more you think about that film, it's so fucking weird. Like, big cat breaks into the house with kids that are alone. Well, they've got a babysitter, but for some reason she's asleep hanging up in the wardrobe. If you haven't seen this film, you're thinking, what the fuck? And then they end up like, you know when he turns like that part of the house into like the big purple roller coaster? That used to trip me out as a kid, but for some reason I fucking loved that film and I know every word. I thought it was so funny, like the songs is like fun, 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 look at me, fun, fun, fun. Like, I just thought it was just jokes. I was like, I love this big fucking cat when he's like, furball. And I was like, oh, it's literally the weirdest film, innit? I think all films, when you watch them as an adult, they're so weird. Like, I watched Home Alone the other day. And I'm thinking, eh? Like, it's literally such a weird story to write. Boy gets forgotten about, left at home. Like, and I was watching it now at 26 years old. I don't get the story. Like, I always thought, you know, the house at the beginning full of all the kids, I thought they were all siblings, but they're not. I don't get it. Is it? I need to pay attention because I haven't actually really deeped what's going on. I sort of just wait. I don't really pay attention until like the people show up trying to get in the house, because that's the, like, the main part. And I was watching thinking, I don't actually know what this film's about. Like, I don't actually get it. I've watched it hundreds of times. I don't actually get this film. Like, he's just at home on his own. He gets completely forgotten about. Like, this is fucking horrible. And I think when you actually watch kids' films as an adult, they're really sad. They're actually so sad. Like, I'm kind of weird and creepy and scary. Like, The Cat in the Hat, big cat breaks into a house of kids and, like, manipulates them. You know, and he's, like, got the fucking lawyers in. And he's like, they're my magical time-traveling elves. Okay, they're my lawyers, right? And they have to, like, sign a contract. He's like, sign here, not there! I know, everybody. Like, it's actually such a weird concept. And then I think most kids' films are really weird. Do you know what film fucking freaked me out as a kid, and hardly anyone I know has seen this film, so please message me if you've seen this? A Simple Wish. It's got the girl from Matilda in it. It used to scare the living shit out of me, but I had it on videotape and I watched it every night. It was so scary. Like, they turn her dad into a statue, and then, like, there's that scary woman, and that guy ends up, like, 2D, and he's all floppy. It's weird. Proper weird. And Madeline, that film freaked me out, made me feel really weird. So creepy. Like, when she gets her appendix removed and stuff. It's weird. And she, like, falls in the river. Like, what? Why are all these kids' films so scary? And, like, everyone just gets, like, abandoned. It's horrible. What were some other good kids' films? What were your favourite films as a kid? Coraline. Don't even talk to me about Coraline. That should be an 18. It's so fucking scary. Fucking kids' film. Are you joking me? What was your favourite film that made you feel really good? I loved Matilda. We all loved Matilda. My sister absolutely loved Matilda. But I liked it. I don't know what my absolute favourite was, because when I was little, oh my god, another scary one. Chee Chee Bang Bang. Actually, deep hit. They're fucking scary. Fucking kid. Child Snatcher comes in. Children, all for free. What? Literally nicking children, putting them in a cage. Actually, think about it. And like the scene where their dad was like a puppet. And it was scary. And then the woman, she was like, round and around on the music box. Fucking so weird. Oh my god, I literally want to sit here and think about old childhood films now, because I guarantee we'd think about them all and they'd all be scary. Air Bud. Who remembers Air Bud, right? The poor dog. Doesn't he get like snatched by that scary man? Guys, no one has ever seen this film. And we ate it up in my house when we was kids. Every single day we was watching this film. So please tell me if you've seen this film, okay? Max Keeble. Again, such a horrible, scary film. Like that big frog that come in. What was the song? It was like, it was honestly so scary. Like, if I watch clips now of that film as an adult, it gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like, it literally makes me go, oh, I don't enjoy it. It's horrible. Oh my god. Anyway, I hope you guys are all feeling really, really good today. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Lear on the Line. So happy to have you in my company today. So honoured to be in your company today, whatever it is that you're up to. So happy to be sat here doing this together. We have the usual Tuesday episode, guys. A weekly debate inspired by one of the dilemmas. I love that. Makes it easier for me to answer the dilemmas, if I'm being honest. All right, guys, let's just get straight into it. Thank you so much for listening to Lear on the Line. Head to learontheline.com to send in your dilemmas and confessions. Remember to follow on socials to see visual clips and get involved with the weekly debates. Enjoy the episode. Love you. Okay, everybody. So my weekly debate for you today is, if you were dating someone, then decided you weren't interested anymore, would you be okay with your friend dating them? Okay, so this is a scenario where it's not that anything went massively wrong. They were a massive prick to you. Like, nothing major happened. You just decided, not into it. I'm calling it quits here. And then your friend turns around and is like, oh, me and so-and-so went on a date the other day. Okay, how are we feeling about that? Or maybe they asked, you know, I kind of fancy going on a date with them. Let's see what you guys think. Okay, if I really, really wasn't interested, it would be okay. Yeah. Yeah, because that's the thing. If you've decided I'm not interested, why would it matter? You know, I don't want them. So whatever, knock yourself out, you know. 100% wouldn't stand in the way of something potentially good and making them happy. That's the thing. Like, what if you're twin flames and I just accidentally, what if the universe... No, the universe never gets anything wrong. You know, I was going to say, just forget it. All right. I just know it would bother me and I don't know why. Sorry. Yeah. Do you know what? Valid. Personally, no. There are billions of other people in the world that haven't dated your friends. Yeah, facts, to be fair. You know what I mean? I think it's fine as long as feelings weren't involved. Okay, yeah, great point. Like, how long were we seeing each other? You know, how serious was it at one point in time? It's happened to me before, but you do have to work hard to not pay attention to the intrusive thoughts when they start dating, wondering if I made a mistake not being with them. Oh my God. Yeah, wow, that's so true. If I hadn't slept with them, then yeah, crack on, babes. That is true. Like, if we've had sex, it's different. That's different at this point. How many of you guys have slept with somebody that your friend has also slept with? I would be intrigued to know. You ended it... Oh. Okay, you ended it with them for a reason. Just because they can make your friend happy, it doesn't mean they could do the same for you. So true. That is so true, you know? Just because you didn't fancy them or didn't want them in the end doesn't mean that your friend isn't going to be like absolutely smitten, everything they've ever wanted, you know? Yeah, of course, if there wasn't really anything in it or much intimacy. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, if it wasn't that deep and we didn't sleep together, fuck it. Go for it, babe. You can have them. It would be weird if we were seeing each other for a while, but if a few weeks, not really. Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. If I had decided they weren't for me, I'd be fine with it. I want my friends to be happy. No, it would still be weird vibes, even if I wasn't interested. Plus, plenty more fish in the sea. That is so true, though, that point of like, you know, we say it all the time. There are so many people out there, you know. Do we have to share, realistically? But again, like some of you are saying, what if they're soulmates? You know, I don't understand stand in the way of that. I don't want to get in the universe's way here. Absolutely, as long as they were a nice person, I want the best for my friends. Yeah, but I would think it's very weird. Mm-hmm. It's a little awkward, like anybody else. Come on. Yeah. No, straight up no. We're getting a few straight up no's. No explanation, just no. I'm not okay with that. As long as there had been no physical relationship, otherwise that's fucking weird. I mean, yeah, I get that. This has happened to me. I was completely fine with it as I had the ick and no feelings at all. Okay, yeah, when you've got the ick, God, absolutely. It would depend how long we dated and how serious things got. I think if I didn't have any feelings for them, then I probably wouldn't mind them dating a friend after. I don't believe I'd be okay with that, regardless of the reason for the relationship ending. Girl code. Absolutely, yeah. I'd be totally fine if it was short term. If long term or quite serious, then that's weird. I wouldn't like it the other way around, dating someone my friend has already. That is absolutely true. I would not want to date somebody that my friend has also dated. Because also, it's almost like, you in this scenario that we've given here, you've decided that you're not interested in them anymore. And then they're dating your friend. So if I was the friend, I'd be like, you would still be dating her if she didn't decide she wasn't interested in you. And say this develops into a relationship, you're going to be around my friend. And you actually wanted her first. And here I am, literally second option. Literally, we wouldn't even be a thing if she wanted you. Like, this is not the way you wanted it to go. A lot of you are saying, if we had sex, then I'm not okay with it. But if no sex, whatever. A lot of people are saying that, which I totally agree. For the most part, it's fine. Yes, doesn't matter if I stopped it. Don't touch people friends have. Oh my God, that makes sense. I don't know why it sounded like it didn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, for sure. I think it would depend on the friend and what the dating experience was like. Yeah, I get that actually. If we were official or exclusive or went on more than say 2 or 3 dates or slept together, then that's when I would mind. I actually agree. Yeah, that's understandable. Fuck no, somebody says. I think if you're not interested in someone and you have no feelings, then yeah, it's okay. Depends how serious. If I'd slept with them, I wouldn't be okay. Otherwise, I wouldn't care. I'd find it a bit weird at first, but if no sexual encounters happened, then I'd say okay. Depends on how long you got to know this person for, how much info you told your friend. Yes, as long as I don't have such a strong dislike for them that I'd be concerned for her. No, I think that's weird, too close and personal. If time had passed and him and my friend really liked each other, then I'd let them be happy. Yeah, if it's like we were dating like 3 years ago, it's different. But if it's like we've just ended things and now you're fucking kicking things off, I'd be like, okay, bit weird, you know. Especially because when you end things with someone, normally you want to see the back of them. You know what I mean? I'd like to say I'd be okay with it, but I'd be jealous in reality. Yeah, I mean, low key. Because even though you don't want them, part of you doesn't want somebody else to have them, let alone your friend, you know. Depends if I'd slept with them. Yes, 100%. I think it's a little bit weird, but I would give them my support because they could be soulmates. As long as nothing went too far and I know the guy is nice, I don't see why not. Depends on how many dates and how serious it was, but most likely wouldn't mind. Okay, so I would actually say from scrolling through these responses, we are 50-50. Most people were saying, look, if we haven't had sex, it's different. But to be honest, when it comes to would I mind, yes or no, it is 50-50. Half of you are saying, fuck no. No fucking way. That's not on my watch, babe. Come on. Anybody else? Anyone else? But then the other half are saying, yeah, I'm not into them. Well, you can have them. So I do get that. I do get it. So, yeah, guys, really interesting weekly debate. We will get straight into this in a dilemma shortly, but thank you so much for sending in all of your responses. This is always very helpful when I have a dilemma based on the weekly debate because I don't know. Sometimes you think your opinion is right and then you hear other people's and you think, oh, didn't think about that. Didn't think about that. You know, so love you guys. Let's get into some dilemmas. Okay, let's kick straight off with the dilemma. Okay. Hey girl, loving the pod as always. You're killing it. Thank you. I love you so much. So my dilemma. P.S. I'm filling in fake names for you so you don't have to make up your own and get confused. Thank you. Appreciate you. Me and Abby have been very close friends for years, been travelling, more trips planned in the future, and generally do a lot together at home. Abby has a friend called Adam in a separate friendship group who started messaging me. I asked how Abby felt about it and she said, go for it, but bear in mind that he has a few red flags. I'm very much single and enjoy dating, so I didn't see the harm in a few messages. Oh, it always starts like that, doesn't it? Oh, a few messages won't hurt. Okay. This then led to him asking me on a date, which I ask Abby if that's okay and to make sure she didn't feel weird about it. Love that from you. Love that. I got reassured, so I went for it. The date went well in my opinion and he agreed. We then go on a second date, which, if I'm honest, the red flags are out in full force and I came away thinking I was unsure about it all. To put it all bluntly, he essentially just tried to sleep with me and everything was just a bit icky. I realised he was dating to just get into someone's bed. Okay, see you later, babe. I love that from you though, very, very aware. I like it. I was due to go travelling for a month, so we end up saying over text that we felt the same about it not working, which I was absolutely fine with. Okay, great. So he went on two dates, saw the red flags, he gave you the ick, you thought, let's just cut this short. Love it. I update Abby on what happened and leave to go away for a month. I then come home, catch up with Abby, and find out that her and Adam went on a date less than a week after I'd called things off with him. See, that's fucking weird, because Abby, you had a chance to tell me you were interested when I asked you if it was okay, you know? Now, my dilemma is a weird one, because I'm lucky that I didn't end up wanting to pursue things with him. I'm not one for confrontation, and my feelings weren't hurt about him in a sense, but deep down, I felt taken aback by them both now dating. Questions like, why did she not tell me she liked him, and why did he date me and try to sleep with me if he liked her? Absolutely. Not long after, Adam calls things off with Abby. Typical, as he got what he wanted and left, I saw it coming a mile off. So I'm comforting her and trying to be a good friend. I just can't help this feeling that I feel a bit betrayed by it. I keep thinking if I liked this guy, I don't think I would have been okay with it. I should also mention this very similar situation happened with another guy that I was seeing. Oh, who Abby started dating not even a few months after me and him. Ouch. Okay, Abby, it's given pattern at this point. I want to keep her as a friend, but not entirely sure what my next step should be. I also don't know what I'm asking. Maybe for some advice, some comfort. Am I being taken advantage of as a friend? It doesn't help that I'm not that fortunate in my love life department, so it's really shitty when things don't work out with guys, but even more shitty when one of your close friends starts dating them straight after. Whoa. All right. Okay. I totally understand why you feel the way you do. I absolutely would feel the same because it's not about Adam.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Realistically, it's not Adam, okay? I didn't want Adam, and you're not with Adam now, so it's not about Adam. Realistically, you've gone to Abby from day one and said, look, me and Adam are texting. Are you okay with this? She said, yeah. You also then went to her and said, Adam's asked me on a date. Are you okay with this? She said, yeah. So there's two things to note here. You have immediately acknowledged her feelings and double checked where she stands with it. And the second thing is she missed her opportunity then to say that she was interested, because realistically, surely she didn't change her mind overnight, unless she then realized while you were dating him, oh, I actually feel kind of jealous. You know, maybe she didn't realize how she felt about him until she saw you dating him. Or maybe, just maybe, there could be a low-key bit of jealousy in the friendship, which is okay and doesn't always mean it's toxic. You know, sometimes it can come from insecurity, you know, just comparing yourself to other people, blah, 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 whatever. So maybe she feels a bit jealous of you and Adam's shown her attention and that felt good, you know, because she probably thinks you're incredible because you are. And then the guy that's interested in you is also interested in her and that might have felt good. Or she liked him from day one and wasn't honest about it. So I just think, look, you don't need to fall out over it because luckily nothing's happened. But I think we need to learn from this, the two of us. To be honest, I can't really fault you in this situation. I think you handled it like an absolute queen. But Abby, hopefully we can have a conversation and we can learn from this. Luckily, no one got hurt by him. I mean, to be fair, she did actually. You're comforting her, so that's unfortunate. But luckily, your friendship hasn't suffered significantly. Do you know what I mean? So I think we can have a conversation. It doesn't need to be really, really deep, but just say, like, next time, if we are in a situation where I'm dating someone that you're interested in, tell me, because I would rather not date them from day one if it's someone we're both interested in, whatever, or maybe don't date the guy that I'm dating. I'm not too sure, but you know, like, I think just have a nice, gentle, easy going conversation with her about how she could have handled it differently and just tell her how it's made you feel. And you don't have to be like, look, you really hurt me, you know, girl code, blah, blah, blah. Just be like, did you, just out of curiosity, did you like him? Like, when I came to you and I said me and Adam are texting and he's asked me on a date, did you like him at that point? Just out of curiosity. And if the answer is yeah, then say, I wish you had told me that. And if we ever are in a similar situation, please tell me from day one, because the way things panned out, actually, I didn't feel good about, you know, like, I've gone away for a month. I've come home to find out that you two have been dating and sleeping together. Like, it's a bit muggy, I think is the word. It's a bit muggy. So Yeah, I just think tell her how you feel and, you know, approach the situation in terms of let's learn from this. We can say both of us, you know, just to make it feel better. I think we can both learn from this. You. I think you can learn from this, Abby, you know. All right, babes. I love you so much. But you handled that very well. I'm very proud of you. Okay, next dilemma. How to deal with a lad's holiday. Hey, Leah, before I start, I just want to say thank you for keeping me company on my way to and back from work. Every day, you make going to work a lot more bearable. Oh, I love you so much. Hope your drive's going amazing today, darling. My boyfriend is going on a lad's holiday next week. For context, we're both 19. I'm 20 soon. We have been together nearly 4 years now. Okay, so since she was 15. I love that. My boyfriend is so loving and caring and has never given me any reason not to trust him. He even has me tattooed on him. Okay, I'm loving it. There's no doubt in my mind that I shouldn't trust him. However, he is going with a huge group of friends who, let's just say, are very much single and go out every weekend and end up bringing girls home with them. Okay, yeah, not good. Not good for the girlfriend, you know. I know that this has nothing to do with my boyfriend at all, but I can't help but just dread him going. No, I get it. Listen, I get it. Recently, I have been struggling with myself, and I just feel I've lost all confidence I once had. Whilst my boyfriend constantly reassures me that I'm the most beautiful girl in the world, I can't help but just think about how there's going to be much prettier girls when he's on holiday. I'm just in a tricky situation because I feel like I can't be normal with him, even though this is not his fault and he really deserves to go on holiday. I haven't spoken to any of my friends about this, as I know they're just going to tell me to get a grip or not really understand how I feel. Okay, not liking the sound of these friends, first of all. I just cannot shake myself out of this whole silly situation. I have even made up scenarios of him cheating on me with a much prettier girl. I think I'm going crazy. Oh, not the made up situations in the head. Ugh. Anyway, sorry for this long dilemma. I just needed a rant and some people, as I know. Wait. Oh, sorry. And some help. Where did I get people from? And some help, as I know you give good advice. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I'll insert pictures below of me and my boyfriend. Please keep me anonymous. Of course I will. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm not just saying this. You are absolutely stunning. I'm not just saying it. One of the prettiest girls I've ever seen. When I tell you, it sounds like I'm chatting shit. I'm not. Okay. And listen, don't get me wrong. And I'm going to say this really nicely because your boyfriend's handsome. He's got blue eyes, lovely teeth. All I'm going to say is he ain't cheating on you, babe. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't cheating on you, right? So you are gorgeous, perfect, regardless of who you're in a relationship with or the way you see yourself. This is not about, realistically, it's not about how good looking you are in comparison to your boyfriend, or how good looking your boyfriend is in comparison to you, and how good looking all the other girls are in comparison to you. This isn't about that. This is actually just an issue that we're dealing with, which is totally relatable to so many people, and you are absolutely not alone in this feeling. But what I want to say to you is focus on the fact that you are making it up. You're literally making it up. Like, you've even just said, you've made up scenarios of him, like, cheating on you with a pretty girl. You're making it up. You're literally making it up. Like, you have no evidence to believe that this is something he would ever do. And you are literally making it up. So, whenever I do something like that, mine's not in terms of like being cheated on, but it can be about something totally different. For example, health anxiety, right? I'll stop myself and I'll go, you literally just made all that up. I'll sit there and go, oh my God, I'm going to go to a doctor's and they're going to tell me this and I'm going to end up in a hospital. And I'm like, you literally just made that up. So I think it's helpful to think about it like that. You know, like when you're laying in bed and you're going, oh my God, and she's probably going to look like this and she's going to say this to him and he's going to think, oh my God, you just made that up. And like, take the piss out of yourself for it, you know? Like, you fucking freak. You just made that whole thing up in your head. For what? For what reason? Like, your boyfriend absolutely adores you. You've been together 4 years since you was 15. And he treats you amazing. He's loving. He's kind. He's all these things. He's got you tattooed. And listen, you are absolutely drop dead gorgeous. He's never cheating on you. Okay. And it doesn't even matter. Like, let's be real. If Cheryl Cole can get cheated on, it doesn't fucking matter. But what I'm saying to you is, this isn't about, you know, him. This is about you and how you feel in yourself. So I just think, understand that you are more than good enough for anybody. You're smart, kind, funny, an amazing girlfriend, and beautiful is just one of those things. Like, let's forget about how pretty everybody else is, these things that you're saying to yourself. You're his girlfriend, and that's, and you're everything he wants and needs, full stop. Regardless of how single his friends are and how many girls they bring back, it's so irrelevant, because it's separate to him. He is his own person, and he absolutely loves and adores you. So focus on that, babe. All right, love you. All right. All right. Love you so much. Okay, next dilemma. Hi, Leah. I absolutely love your podcast and have been a listener since day one. Oh, I love you so much. Thank you. Your pod really helps me feel motivated, and I always listen to it when cleaning my flat. Oh, what we're cleaning right now. The bathroom, kitchen sides, maybe, bit of hoovering. Who knows? I'm a 22-year-old mum to a 3-year-old. Not with my child's dad, but have been with my current partner for nearly 2 years. He's everything I've ever wanted in a person. He's kind, generous, funny, empathetic, romantic. Gives me the ultimate princess treatment. Big slay, okay? Not only this, but he's taken in my child and loves him unconditionally. We don't live together, but we see each other very regularly, and I always stay at his house every weekend when my son's dad has him. Everything between us is amazing. But we have completely different life goals. Ouch. Okay. I want to be married and have more kids before I'm 30, and I want to live with him in the next couple of years. He, on the other hand, wants to be married at 32 and have kids afterwards. Not only this, but he wants to explore his career choices and has always wanted to travel to Japan and possibly, even work abroad. Okay, of course you do, for fuck's sake. I feel like I have to be supportive of his dreams and hype them up. Oh my god, yeah, you should totally go to Japan. That's sick, babe. Okay, where did I get to? Yeah, okay, and hype them up. But there's part of me that feels really down about it. I think I'm being selfish for thinking this way, but I just have this timeline for myself, and with him saying things that won't match up with mine, I'm scared we won't be compatible in the future and that our relationship will die out. I guess I just want some advice on this, on how to deal with the situation and the way I feel about it. Do I talk to him about it? Will it just make him feel like I'm against his dreams and wishes for himself? I don't know, Leah. I just feel a bit lost. Love you. Bye. Oh, God, the stress. No, it's not easy. I think what I would do in your situation is, part of me would want to have little conversations about it. I wouldn't want to be like, look, we need to sit down and have a talk. Me or Japan? Me or Japan? Take your pick. I just think it's unnecessary because he's not going right now. I think what I would feel inclined to do is just sort of go with the flow and leave. I always say this, but leave it in the hands of the universe. Whatever's meant to be will be, and you have the strength to get through whatever path you and him end up going down, whether that's together, whether you're here and he's in fucking Japan, like wherever it is. You have the strength to get through it, and it will go the way it's supposed to go. So I personally think, just enjoy your life and relax, and don't think about the future and what might happen and what might not happen. And I think leave it, surrender, you know, leave it in the hands of the universe. You just take the passenger seat and enjoy the ride, and just, wow, what a fucking metaphor was that? Let the universe take the wheel. Oh, I'm fucking sick. But it's true. Like, just enjoy it. Enjoy your relationship. You don't know what's going to happen. And that's the beauty of it. You know, if we knew, it would change everything. So enjoy it. Just remember that everything happens the way it's supposed to. If it's meant for you, it won't pass you. All that classic cliche shit, but it's so true. And just try not to stress. I know it's so easy to say that, but just try not to stress and just think, you know what? No matter what happens, I'm going to be okay. You know, you got this. And you don't know, like, some people have this idea of what they want to do, and then before they know it, it's like, actually, something's clicked and something's changed. And all of a sudden, I want to have a baby and I want to move in together and I want to do things differently. Or it could go a different way and it's like, you decide you don't want to be with them anymore and they don't even go to Japan, but you've decided, you know, you don't feel the same, whatever. You do not know how things go. So just enjoy it, enjoy your relationship and let it be, you know. Let it be, let it be, let it be. All right, no more singing. Okay, love you so much. Next dilemma. Hi, Leah. First of all, I literally love you and the pod. You're too funny. Oh, love it. Love you. Okay, I'd love to hear about your time as a single girl. I'm currently a single girlie who has always had relationships. I'm now 25 and I'm trying to find myself, who I really am and what I enjoy, so I can hold myself up as a strong woman. Oh, I fucking love it. I've been single for a couple of months now and I'm enjoying it. However, I get such an urge to chat and meet boys. What do they have over me? Each day I feel different and I am becoming stronger on my own. However, I know in the future I do want love and a family, so I feel like I'm always looking. Anyways, I always think I would love to hear about your single days and what you got up to, what you think is healthy and how to build yourself up to be a strong, independent woman who needs no man. And is it okay to have a bit of fun whilst trying to do this? Thanks, Leah. Lots of love. Okay, we have a little sexy single girl, everybody. Okay, I think... But you want to hear about my single days. They were actually kind of boring. I was not good at being single, like in terms of, oh my God, my voice just like cut out then. That wasn't an issue with my mic. My voice just literally cut out. In terms of like being single and crazy and like snuggling loads of boys, and it wasn't me. Like I just didn't. I obviously like you like messaging people, but nothing deep until I met Jamie, which to be fair, didn't take that long. He just came up on my For You page and I thought, yeah, I want that one. And yeah, the rest was history. But I was definitely like you in terms of, I was like, I'm single and I'm ready to just fucking be on my own and enjoy who what it feels like to be me and not be dependent on anyone and not have to think of anybody else's feelings and just like think about yourself. And like I loved that part. And then obviously, like I said, I met Jamie, I think it was about 4 months into my single life, or was it 3 months? I don't know, but it was pretty soon, to be fair. And I remember feeling like I'm in a crossroads here of like, I really like you and fuck me, you are the sexiest man I've ever seen. And then the other part of me was like, but I said I was going to do this for at least a year, the single life. So I was like, what do I do? So instead, I decided I would make it very clear to this guy, look, I do like you, blah, blah, blah. But my big priority right now is independence, being on my own, being happy. Like, I'm happy to see where things go together. But at the same time, I am my number one priority right now. And he was like, yeah, I love it. Sexy. Be your number one priority. Let's enjoy this, you know? So I ended up finding a really good balance, I feel, at making sure that, especially at that early stage where it was really important to me that I healed from past traumas and made sure that I knew who I was and what I wanted and I would never settle for less. Like, I made sure that I was my number one priority. So yeah, I managed to do that whilst seeing somebody, which I'm still very proud of, because it's so easy to just go and fucking balls deep in it and be like, I love you, I'm obsessed with you, move in with me, like, you know. So yeah, I spent my single days working on myself, and I do believe, because you said, is it okay to have a bit of fun whilst trying to do this? I believe it is, but I think you have to be in a emotional position where you're not feeling too vulnerable and you feel in control and you feel like in control, you know. So if you feel like you're still vulnerable and, you know, maybe your self-esteem's taking a hit from a breakup or from a past relationship or whatever, I would work on healing that before you start having that fun, you know. But I do think it is absolutely fine to do that. Always just make sure people know where they stand and stuff. But yeah, I just think you sound like you're having a really fucking good time and you're fighting the urge. You said, I get such an urge to chat with and meet boys. What do they have over me? I think it's a case of like, it just feels good. Like it releases a hormone in your body of like just endorphins, and like it's just fucking fun, you know, like when you meet someone and like you fancy them and they fancy you and they're complimenting you and you feel giddy, like it's just fun. And as long as you don't feel emotionally too vulnerable, I think it's fine to have fun with it and date someone and message people, but make sure that you are always your number one priority and nobody takes that position until you feel ready to, you know what, I think I'm ready for a relationship if it happens, you know. So yeah, that's what I feel about that, babe. But honestly, congratulations, you sound like you are having the best time and focusing on all good things, all healthy things about character development and independence. And you know what, this is just going to make you an even more incredible person. I'm really proud of you and I'm excited for you and I can't wait to hear more about your single journey. So please send us in an update, we love to hear it. Okay guys, these dilemmas are so fun today. I feel like they were really fun dilemmas. I really enjoyed, I love you guys. Please stay for the outro, let's wrap up the episode. Okay, you guys, thank you so much if you've stayed for the outro, if you're listening to this right now. I love you. I appreciate you so much. What are you guys up to this week? I'm actually off to London this week. I'm looking forward to it. But whatever it is that you're getting up to, I hope you all enjoy it. And I can't wait for Friday's episode. Actually, to be fair, I don't know what I'm going to do for Friday's episode because I had an idea, but I feel like I want to involve it in the Christmas one instead. Although I'm not sure. I feel like I could do like a gift guide and we could all help each other out. But then at the same time, it feels like a Christmas special. But then at the same time, the Christmas special was a bit too close for Christmas. To Christmas, you know? So you guys will have to let me know. But yeah, I haven't decided, but that is an option. But either way, I can't wait to talk to you on Friday. And I hope you guys all have an amazing week. And I'll speak to you on Friday for a brand new episode. All right. I love you. Bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.